And now, the Czechoslovak Sunday Radio Hour.
Dobré ráno všem posluchačům Československé nedělní hodiny na WCEV 1450.
Good morning to all our listeners from WCEV 1450. You're listening to Klára Moldová
and Irina Čajková. Those of you who listen to our program regularly will remember that 2 weeks ago, our host station made quite an embarrassing mistake by replaying a program that you have heard the previous week instead of airing the new broadcast that we prepared for you.
And since we didn't want you to miss the interview with Teresa Kocourková from the Dotek Foundation and Nikola Štěrbová, a new Czech teacher at the UMS, we decided to broadcast the pre-recorded Valentine's program last week when we originally planned to bring you our Oscar special with songs from popular Czech films from different decades.
But since we enjoyed so much putting together the musical selection, we would like to share it with you today, and we hope that you won't mind listening to the film music, even though it's been a week since the big Hollywood extravaganza. And actually, as you will see, film music will go hand in hand with the topic of today's interview.
Chodili spolu z čisté lásky a 17 jim bylo let. A do té lásky bez nadsázky se vešel celý širý svět. Ten svět v nich ale viděl pásky a jak by mohl nevidět. Vždyť horovali pro Texasky a 17 jim bylo let. A v jedné zvláště slabé chvíli za noci silných úkladů ti dva se spolu oženili bez požehnání úřadů. Ať vám to je, či není milé, měla ho ráda, měl jí rád. Odpusťte dívce provinilé, jestli vám o to bude stát. Ať vám to je, či není milé, měla ho ráda, měl ji rád. A bylo by moc pošetilé pro život hledat jízdní řád. Tak jeden mladík s jednou slečnou se spolu octli na trati, kéž dojedou až na konečnou, kéž na trati se neztratí, kéž na trati se neztratí.
K největším zázrakům patří fakt, že jsi tady. Život je bílý dům od pólu až k pólu. K největším zázrakům patří, když dva jsou spolu. Vyrůstá se země a dotýká se nebe, když stojíš vedle mě, když stojím vedle tebe. život je bílý dům s vyhlídkou do zahrady k největším zázrakům patří fakt, že jsi tady. Život je bílý dům od pólu až k pólu k největším zázrakům patří, když dva jsou spolu. Vyrůstá se země a dotýká se nebe, když stojíš vedle mě, když stojím vedle tebe.
Tak, to byla hudba z jednoho z nejslavnějších českých muzikálů, Starci na chmelu, z roku 1964, plného chytlavých písniček a znamenitých baletních výstupů. Do role jednoho z brigádníků si režisér Ladislav Richman vybral Vladimíra Pucholta, který tehdy zazářil také ve Formanových komediích.
A u muzikálu ještě chvíli zůstaneme. Noc na Karlštejně natočil režisér Zdeněk Podskalský v roce 1973, ale příběh nás zavede až do 14. století, neboť vypráví o císaři Karlu IV. A jeho hradu Karlštejn, na němž kvůli jeho zákazu nesměly přebývat ženy. Tento zákaz měl posloužit k tomu, aby se panovník mohl věnovat mužským záležitostem. Jedné noci byl ale porušen hned dvakrát.
Na Karlštejně se tehdy objeví nejen Karel IV. A dva nezvaní hosté, cyperský král Petr a bavorský vévoda Štěpán, ale také dvě ženy v mužském přestrojení. Jednou z nich je císařova manželka Eliška Pomořanská, která z lásky a ze stesku porušila zákaz, aby mohla císaře alespoň zahlédnout. A tou druhou je neteř purkrabího Alena, která se vsadila s otcem, že dokáže strávit noc na hradě v mužském přestrojení.
Já, ač mám spánek beze snů, mně včera sen se zdál. I když dávno nejsem s ním, mě navštívil sám král.
Mi můj
kam pak vedou dveře zamčený. Kudy kráčí tajně ten, kdo je láskou popleten. Prozrať mi můj panec ctihodný, proč je tvůj hrad k lásce nevhodný? A kam skrývá vyznání, kdo se lásce nebrání? Asi dověří. Prozrať mi můj pane šlechetný, kudy vedou dveře záletný, kde se schází potají ti, co láskou roztají. Já ti za to potom prozradím, jak se struny v ženě naladí. Za to chtěl bych pouze znát, kam se skrývá, kdo má rád. Asi to běží.
Asi to běží.
Filmové hudbě budeme dnes věnovat celé vysílání, ale o filmu se budeme také povídat s našimi dnešními hosty, s režisérkou a producentem chystaného dokumentárního filmu o Češích v Chicagu.
Our guests today are Susan Marcinkus and Larry Jacobs. Susan is the director and producer of a new documentary titled Czechs in Chicago, A Home in the Heartland. And Larry is the film's producer. Dobré ráno, and thank you for stopping at the WCEV studio on this very chilly morning.
Dobré ráno, good morning.
It's good to be here.
Good morning.
Good. Susan and Larry, before we talk about your project, let's start by telling our listeners a little bit about yourselves and your background in film, but also your personal or your family background, because if I understand it correctly, none of you are actually of Czech descent. Is that correct?
Yeah, I would have to say that's correct. I mean, I'm Slovak on my mother's side, so on my maternal side, I'm Slovak, but that's pretty close to Czech, isn't it?
That's right, yeah.
Then on my father's side, I'm Lithuanian, so I would say I'm of Slavic background, right? And apparently my grandfather's mother was Czech, so that's the story. Okay. So there's a little bit of Czech in there somewhere.
Czech blood.
And but you know,
because the question, of course, is how did you get interested in making a movie about Czechs?
Well, you know, I've been in my career, in my work in film, and earlier as an artist as well. I'm very much into the concept of cultural identity. So be it Czech, Slovak, Polish, South American, you know, Argentinian, Swahili, Asian, what, you know. I just find that there's a lot of interest and beauty and artistry in the lives of our ancestors and forebears, and that it adds a lot of richness to all of our lives, whatever that early, you know, those early roots are. It can add a lot to our lives. So when WTTW came to us and asked us if we'd be interested in doing this, it appealed to me because I had recently moved to Chicago and saw that there was a decent-sized Czech community here, and then started to hear about the culture that actually is very rich and very deep and goes back over 170 years ago to 1848 when the first wave began. So anyway, it's been an interest of mine, mm-hmm. cultural identity, for a long time.
Good. And you've actually shot a movie or a documentary in Slovakia.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
That was about your relatives?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I found my grandmother's family in Slovakia. Okay. That they had become distanced, and so I went back and found them, and that was kind of an electrifying experience for me, actually. It was interesting and cool and wonderful. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
And you, Larry, could you tell us something about your career in film?
Yes, and speaking of Slavic backgrounds, mine is also Slavic. It's okay. Not Czech, but I'm half Lithuanian, half Russian. Mm-hmm. So I kind mm-hmm. of my relatives are from that part of the world as well. Mm-hmm. So we have the Lithuanian culture in common, the two of us. Mm-hmm. And I was in Hollywood. I worked as an editor and a producer in Hollywood. I edited a lot of documentaries, and I produced some short films that won a couple of awards at the Chicago Film Festival. I also produced trailers, coming attractions for feature films, mm-hmm. for Hollywood feature films. Then when I came to Chicago, I worked for Oprah Winfrey. I worked on the Oprah Winfrey Show. Mm-hmm. As an editor for many seasons, and then I got involved with this show. I've won an Emmy for editing on the Oprah Winfrey Show, and I will be editing as well as producing. I will be editing this this film, and I've become, I guess I consider myself a Czech by proxy. I've been to Prague enough and enough times and had enough Czech beer to be yeah. to consider myself
part
of the family, part right. of the Czech okay. family.
Okay. Thank uh-huh. you very much, Larry. And before we learn more about your projects, Czechs in Chicago, let's take a little musical break.
And since we are playing film music today, we have one that we picked specifically for you, Susan, because it is from Slovakia, and it's also from a movie titled Fontana pre Zuzanu, or Fountain for Susan. And in the 80s, it was a very popular coming-of-age story about first love and disappointment and friendship and breaking up and all the fun teenage stuff.
Keby bolo niečo, čo sa ti dá zniesť, okrem neba nado mnou a miliónov hviezd, tak by som to zniesol vždy znova a rád. Tvojim nohám dobré veci ako vodopád. Keby som mal kráčať sám a zranený, šiel by som až tam, kde tvoja duša pramení. Keby som ten prameň našiel náhodou, bola by to voda, čo ma drží nad vodou. Môžeš zabudnúť, stačí, kým tu si. Iba ďalej buď, nič viac nemusíš. Chcem sa z teba napiť, šaty odhod preč. Čo má byť
čo ma drží nad vodou.
Keby bolo niečo, čo sa ti dá zniesť, okrem neba nado mnou a miliónov hviezd, tak by som to zniesol vždy znova a rád. Tvojim nohám dobré veci ako vodopád. Čistý pramen teč a ťa ešte trápi smutok z rozhodov. Ono sa to podá, ty si predsa voda, čo ma drží nad vodou.
We are back in our studio today with our two guests, Susan Marcinkus and Larry Jacobs. Susan, you mentioned that you're doing the documentary for WTTW. Could you tell us more about how the film was initiated?
Yeah, so I in Oak Park was working on a documentary about Unity Temple, the Frank Lloyd Wright's first poured concrete structure, I was working with a producer from PBS WTTW, and I had just gotten back from Prague and working at Art Mill in Southern Bohemia, and he said, "You're Slovak, Czech, whatever. You know, our station has been producing for years segments about the various ethnic communities of Chicago, and no one has done the Czech story yet. And, we'd love to do the Slovaks, but the Czech presence is a bigger presence here in Chicago. And we'd like to tell that story. We know that there's a long history of the Bohemians mm-hmm. and later the Czechs in Chicago. So would you maybe like to pitch something for our exec producer?" And I said, sure, and met with him. And we got really excited about the story because, you know, as mm-hmm. as most people here know, the Czechs have been in Chicago and have had a presence here since, the 1840s. And so it's been over 170 years of history here. And it's very rich, very strong, and really fascinating. So anyway, So we decided to go ahead with the project, and we've been working on it for a few years now. And there's, it's a lot of work, but anyway, I decided to do it, and I was really excited about it. And I happened to, be with Larry and have been working with him producing things for a while. So we decided to go ahead with it, and we have a distribution deal with TTW, and they'll be distributing and airing initially, but Larry and I are producing and finding all of our funds for the filmmaking. So we're doing we're wearing a couple of hats here with the project. We're looking for funds and raising funds and doing all the creative work as well and hiring our crew and so forth. So.
And once we agreed to do it, we signed on to do it, we actually had no idea what we were getting into. but here we are now. We're on the home stretch, and everything is going well.
Great. And Susan, you mentioned, of course, that that all of us here in the studio know the story of the Czechs, but the story does need to be told because not everybody in Chicagoland knows the importance of the Czech community. You mentioned that there is 107 years of history. In your film, are you focusing on the entire history until today or just on a specific part of the Czechs in Chicago history?
Well, these shows, the shows of the about the ethnic groups in Chicago, essentially they do give the entire histories of the groups. So for better or worse, it is a comprehensive history of the Czech people in Chicago. So it does span over 170 years, and that's a very tough thing about telling the story. But we're essentially focusing into mostly the people and the culture, and so essentially to answer your question, we're starting with the first wave coming in from 1848, and that's a very important group of people because they were essentially political refugees that had been revolting against the Austro-Hungarian Empire and were essentially to be killed, because they were revolting, and so they came to Chicago. And then we'll be telling the story through the various waves of immigration and also focusing on the Czech people, their culture, their nature, what they contributed to Chicago. We say the story is essentially what the Czechs have given to Chicago and what Chicago's done for the Czechs. Goes two ways. So we'll be focusing on the waves of immigration and then the settlements in Chicago as they moved westward. So it would be from the neighborhood of Písek, the Sands, through to Praha, moving west to Pilsen, to Lawndale, and then to Cicero Berwyn and beyond west into the western suburbs, as a lot of the Czechs have more or less dispersed today. Mm-hmm. So it's very comprehensive.
And it's it's 170 years of history in 90 minutes.
Okay. Děkujeme a než se vrátíme zpátky k povídání o vašem dokumentárním filmu o Češích v Chicagu, tak si teď pustíme další písničku, uděláme si malou hudební přestávku a připomeneme si filmy slavného režiséra Miloše Formana. Následující dvě písně můžete slyšet v jeho filmu Hoří má panenko. The music you will hear now is from the soundtrack to Miloš Forman's 1967 Fireman's Ball.
Lítost mám, když musím být tak sám, proto si vznáme formance, vyhledám pivní bratrance. Nám je hej, hospodo pivo dej, hnedle jsme víc než příbuzní, přes písničku, co s dvorem zní. Je nám tak dobře po spolu, klidně si bouchnem do stolu,
vedoucí ani nemrká, vždyť on to zná. Půjdem až poslední pivo dáš, než bude zítra hodina, jsme všichni jedna rodina. Jsme víc než příbuzní, přes písničku, co sborem zní. Je nám tak dobře pospolu, klidně si pouknem do stolu. Vedoucí ani nemrká, vždyť on to zná. Půjdem až poslední než udeří ta hodina, jsme všichni jedna rodina.
You're listening to the Czechoslovak Sunday Radio Hour at WCEV 1450 AM, Cicero, Illinois.
Strahově za Petřínem klášter stojí. Na Strahově za Petřínem klášter stojí. A tam jako v kleci ptáček vzdychá mladý Strahováček pro panenku svojí. Přestání. Pro panenku svojí vzdychá bez přestání. Když jde s knihou ku oltáři, i když čítá v breviáři, myslí jenom na ní. Když jde s knihou ku oltáři, i když čítá v breviáři, myslí jenom na ní. Se slunko za Strahovem k spánku skládá. Když se slunko za Strahovem k spánku skládá. Strahováček při okénku vzdychá pláče pro panenku, která ho má ráda. Strahováček při okénku vzdychá pláče pro panenku, která ho má ráda. Neplač, neplač, Strahováčku, zanech nářku. Neplač, neplač, Strahováčku, zanech nářku. Dobrá fara všecko zhojí, vezmeš si pak panu svojí, sobě za kuchařku. Dobrá fara všecko zhojí, vezmeš si pak panu svojí, sobě za kuchařku.
We're back in the studio with our guests Susan Marcinkus and Larry Jacobs, and we're talking about their new documentary titled Czechs in Chicago, A Home in the Heartland. Susan, I was wondering, who does the research for the film? And I'm sure you do. And if so, what are some of the highlights, or what are your favorite parts of the Czech history, or perhaps your favorite Czech historical figures?
Well, there are actually many, and I think everyone should be really proud in the community of the kind of figureheads and figures that have been a part of the Czech history in Chicago, which includes even people like T.G. Masaryk and so forth, who came to Chicago a number of times, taught at the University of Chicago, had his daughter Alice lived here and was very active here. I'll go on to that in a bit. But I think that the story of the Czech people in Chicago goes back to the progressivism and the reformism of the history of the Czech people in the Czechlands, that goes back to figures like Jan Hus and the work that he did as a martyr, actually, in the end, and the work that he did in reforming the Catholic Church and so forth. So I do a lot of the research. I've done a lot of the research. I've also had assistants that help with that. Because it's a huge job and it's a big part of the film. So, of course, I think one of the really fascinating elements of the story is how a lot of the very earliest immigrants came as free thinkers, because coming to a new land, they were able to throw off the dogma and the difficulty they had in forced Catholicism, because Catholicism was forced upon them in their early history, and so they came to Chicago looking for freedom, for democracy, for justice, and so forth. And that was all tied up in their role as free thinkers. Zrubeck, who was the leader of the free thinkers in Chicago, was a very interesting figure, was very devoted to the free thinkers, started the along with others, the Bohemian Cemetery, had a huge community of free thinkers. And that is one element that made the Czechs in Chicago really unique. There weren't a lot of other free thinkers from the other ethnic groups, a few Germans, but it was really the Czechs that were the free thinkers of Chicago. And they did a lot of work in reform, education, and so forth. So that's a really interesting phase. And then, of course, the Czechs were strong in the labor struggles in Chicago in the early, the late 1800s. They were important in that movement, and we'll cover that in the film. And then, of course, the Sokol movement, which remains and was very important in the neighborhoods and in family life and so forth. So we'll be covering that. We'll be covering events like the Eastland disaster, which was Chicago's major disaster. There were more people killed in that tragedy than in the fire of Chicago. Mm-hmm. And then all of the bridge that goes back and forth from Chicago to the Czechlands still, and how that was happening in the earlier history too, with Masaryk visiting and teaching at the University of Chicago, with Dvořák coming and performing concerts here, all of the artists, Mucha, and so many of the Czech cultural figures from Europe also came and participated in the culture of Chicago. So that was really interesting. There were women that were very important Czechs in Chicago that worked with Jane Addams, and there were three of them: Masaryk's daughter Alice, Vlastiv Raz, and Ružina Hudlicka. Mm-hmm. And they were very important, helping the immigrants and striving for better lives, and their humanitarian work I find very important, and we're going to be concentrating on that too. And of course, Čermák's, Antonín Čermák's political career and his ascendance in Chicago, and as founder of the Democratic machine, and of course the his tragic death in Florida when he was traveling with Roosevelt, and people like Norbert Bly, who was a poet in Cicero and actually just died a couple of years ago, a little before his time. We'll be highlighting him. And
Papa Bear, George Halas, mm-hmm. Founder of the NFL and the Chicago Bears. There's evidence in Chicago of so many contributions of the Czech people in the form of buildings. There's Albin Palaszczuk's sculptures all over the city, and there's the neighborhoods that remain intact to this day.
Wonderful. Well, it's time for some more film music, and we hope that you enjoyed our selection from Miloš Forman's film, because we have another one for you from this time from his 1964 Loves of a Blonde.
Vy jste na to, paní mámo, vy jste na to zapomněla, že jste kdysi pan tatínka ze srdíčka ráda měla. Když chcete naší lásce přát, nesmíte vrátka zavírat. Až mě jednou rozlobíte, potom vám řeknu, co ještě nevíte. Hej, paní mámo, nač tu dceru máte, takhle se vnoučat už nedočkáte. Hej, paní mámo, dejte požehnání, vždyť je to děvče pomilovaný.
Able to see this fascinating movie on the PBS network?
Well, we're in the process of, as you know, raising funds and simultaneously making the film. And so, if we raise the funds that we need, we will lock our picture, they call it, probably by the end of the year. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure when it actually will air, but. If we raise the funds that we need, then we'll be able to lock the picture at the by the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. And then it, I guess, it would go to post production.
Well, then it'll be then there's after that there's scoring with the mm-hmm. music and mixing and recording a narrator. Doing an audio mix, and actually creating the DVD that has to be finished as well, because it will be WTDW Pledge Night mm-hmm. Premiere.
Okay.
So it will be presented on one of those Pledge Nights that you've seen, where the producers are in the studio and they feature the film. And so it will be one of those Pledge Night presentations. Mm-hmm. So the DVD will also be for sale on that Pledge Night. So that all has to be done and be ready for the premiere on air.
We're doing some post-production now. Larry, who's an Emmy-winning editor, has been editing and we'll be doing that for a while. We're still shooting as well. We've got about 3/4 of our interview shot, but there'll be more, and then there'll be archival imagery cut in. There'll be archival moving film footage. There'll be stills. There will be some. We're doing a few sort of very abstract recreations that we're shooting dramatically and so forth. So it's very, very labor intensive. Mm-hmm. It's hard for people to quite understand, but there's we have been at this for a number of years, and it's while we're working jobs to support ourselves as well, but so it's extremely labor intensive,
and the challenge is that we are and I think Susan mentioned this before, we're wearing a number of hats. Were we only responsible for making the film, that it would be finished by now. But we also have to raise funds at the same time. And as mm-hmm. the funds come in, mm-hmm. we do what we can with the film. Then we go back out and raise more funds. Mm-hmm. We're planning on another fundraising campaign soon to raise the rest of the money that we need mm-hmm. for the film.
So is there anything our listeners can do for you?
Yes, they can first of all go to our website, which is checksinchicago.com. And on the website, of course, you'll learn about the film. You'll see footage. There's our preview trailer. There's another trailer with more recent scenes in it. Everything is there, all about the film. And on there, they can get the contact information to contact us. All the information is there, and one of the most important things they can do is there's a PayPal button on the donation page, and they could go there and if they see fit, make a donation to the film through PayPal.
And just for our listeners, you can find all this information on our Facebook page. Thank you, Susan and Larry, for spending your Sunday morning with us.
And good luck with the film. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, guys.
Atentát v posteli, vše, co mám rád, rozdělí na dva ostrovy od sebe daleko. Všechno v nás už přeteklo, jsme uvězněni v těle, jak hudba v decibelech. Zas budem šťastný, tak prosím zhasni svět. Atentát v posteli, už tolikrát jsme umřeli, ve tmách za slovy daleko od nebe. Míjíš mě a já tebe, jsme uvězněni v těle, jak kulky v revolverech. tak prosím zhasni svět. Zítra budem šťastný, tak prosím zhasni hned. Zas budem šťastný, tak prosím zhasni svět.
A jeďte kluci opatrně, opilý řidič veselý, vrát.
Vole, ona byla nabitá.
A jdeme si nás střílej, jdeme!
Z kama ty jsi?
Cože?
No, z kama.
Cože?
Pěkné.
Zas budem šťastný, tak prosím zhasni svět. Zítra budem šťastný, tak prosím zhasni hned. Zas budem šťastný, tak prosím zhasni svět.
Kto siaha po hviezdach, ten musí skrotiť strach. Je krásne zvíťaziť, len nikdy nestrať cit. Tou cestou širokou vždy kráčaj bez okov. Ak nechceš priveľa, tak dôjdeš do cieľa. Oh, život nehrá fér, čítam z tvojich pier. Oh, oh. Oh, život nehrá fér, aj tak stále.
The song you've just heard, Fair Play, comes from the soundtrack to the film also titled Fair Play, which was one of the most successful Czech films of last year, and the Czech Film Academy actually selected it as their entry for the best foreign language film competition at this year's Oscars. The film was directed by Czech director Andrea Sedláčková, and the song was written and composed by a famous Slovak singer Miroslav Žbírka.
A ještě před Fair Play zazněla písnička Atentát od skupiny Krištof z filmu Bobule, jehož příběh se odehrává v romantickém prostředí Moravských Vinohradů.
Tak a tím naše filmové vydání končí.
As always, you can reach us at 708-656-9810 or through our Facebook page, the Czechoslovak Sunday Radio Hour. You can also email us at info@czechoslovakradio.org or send us a letter to 5701 West 22nd Place, Cicero, Illinois, 60804.
Písničkou autorské dvojice Uhlíř Svěrák z filmové pohádky Princové jsou na draka se s vámi loučí Irena Čajková,
Klára Moldová
a Vojta Molda.
K životu na zámku mám jednu poznámku, je tu neveselo, je tu truchlivo. V ostatních královstvích nezní tak málo smích, není neveselo, není truchlivo. Kdyby se tom natáhl běhoun jak hrom natáhl a na něm akrobati začali kejklovati. Kdyby nám pištěli dudáci, to by se krásně žilo, to by byl ráj. Bych dvůr pestrý, kde znějí orchestry pěkně na veselo, žádné truchlivo. Kdyby se v komnatách běhoun jak hrom natáhl a na něm akrobati začali kejklovati.